Mike, tell me, what is the situation this morning with Ameren UE and the power outage due to the ice storm?
Well, as of this morning, we have about 32,000 customers out of power, and that is statewide. About 23,000 of them are in central Missouri in the Jefferson City area, which was really the hardest hit, actually from Jefferson City down through the Lake of the Ozarks. And the remainder are in eastern Missouri, in the counties northwest of St. Louis, and that includes some areas in Lincoln, Montgomery, Pike, and Warren counties.
At one point, I think I understood or had like 44,000 out. What was the peak outage from the storm?
Yeah, the peak was about 44,000 statewide.
Obviously, ice is the problem, but describe what happened and what led to the outage.
Well, ice is kind of a unique situation because unlike a storm in the summer where it comes through and can do some damage and then it's gone and we can start getting to work and putting everything back together again. But with an ice storm, if it doesn't warm up to melt that ice, you've got ice that continues to linger on trees and power lines, and so we get some things restored and then something else breaks, and that's why it's hard to make much progress in getting the total number of people down that are out of service because new ones keep coming up.
And we had quite a bit of rain, I guess, overnight on Saturday night and into Sunday morning, and then that froze?
Right, yeah. And it's a very delicate, very narrow range of temperatures that causes this kind of an ice buildup. If it's colder than that, it falls as snow or as sleet. And if it's warmer than that, it doesn't stick to the power lines and stick to the tree branches and stuff. So this was just kind of the perfect storm for creating an icing situation. And we had a couple areas in Missouri that were very hard hit by that. And it's a kind of a slow process. The other problem we have in winter, besides just coping with the ice and the fact that new outages keep popping up, is the fact that the days are shorter. So it's harder to get as much done because at night it's just much more difficult, and also it can be more dangerous. So the bulk of our work happens during the daytime, and the daytime hours are shorter at this time of the year.
Mike, what are the extent of the problems? I know that usually when ice weighs down, a lot of lines snap, but I even saw some poles that had broken off. Are there substations? What exactly has happened?
It's a combination. It's tree limbs on lines, or entire trees that have broken off and gotten onto lines. In some cases, it's just the weight on the lines because the extra weight of the ice puts a lot more stress on insulators and cross arms and all the stuff that it takes to hold those lines up. So it's really a combination. And the outages are very widely scattered, and it isn't just a few things that we can fix and then get a whole lot of people back on very quickly, but lots of repairs that only affect maybe 50 people, 100, that type of thing, and that's what makes it such slow going.